guys. I am here at a resort, which is actually a kind of a golfing resort, which is sort of ironic because I don't actually golf, but you know, it's still a beautiful resort. So we've landed here and have just been taking kind of a personal vacation. But what I wanted to share was the reason that I'm actually here in Scottsdale, Arizona, is because we took our vacation to come hang out with family. And so the thing that I want to share with you guys is I came here to hang out with Daddo, the OG dad, who I just met last year. So this is the story of me and my two dads. So, for those of you who don't know, I am adopted, and I've known that I was adopted my entire life, and it's never been any kind of a problem. Or, in fact, I was so comfortable with my family that I never had any interest in looking for my my original parents. And it was just something that I think I wasn't ready for growing up and all these things. But the really awesome thing is that my dad, who raised me, he is also adopted. He and his twin sister were adopted from Ireland when they were four, I think. And so they were adopted from there. And so my dad has been looking to try to find some of his family back in Ireland. And we actually had a trip to Ireland planned before COVID. But that was... you know, one year for Christmas, my dad said, hey, why don't we do this together? Like, why don't we both try to find our families and see what happens? So we went on Ancestry and we did the test and everything, and we both came back with some matches. Both of us had like a couple of first cousins. And so we started reaching out, and my dad is still trying to connect. We have a few leads, and that'll probably be for another episode. But I had a first cousin and ended up talking with her a little bit, and she's up in Canada, and I'm like, I have no idea names. All I know is a location, and that's really it, right? So we kind of connected back and forth a little bit, and then she's like, you know what, I think I might know, let me check with some family that I have in the States. And kind of nothing went by for a while, so I figured nothing had really happened. And then one day in October of 2020, I got a text message, and it's like, hey, got your number from, you know, so-and-so, who was my first cousin, and I might potentially have some information about you looking for your parents. And I was like, this feels like a scam text message, right? But there was enough sort of info in it that I'm like, okay, this feels like a scam, but you've got enough details, it might actually, like, I'm gonna take a chance and trust that there's something here, right? So he's like, well, I sent you an email, but I never heard back. So I'm like, okay, what email? Turns out there was a typo, misspelling in my email. So that's why I hadn't received it. So I said, okay, here's my actual real email. And you guys, I opened up the email. The first thing was, at the risk of sounding like a total cliche, I think I'm your father. And all the things sort of lined up and just kept going. It's like, here's the details, here's the dates, here's the everything, right? But it was true. Totally turned out to be true. So I found my biological dad, and so we were like calling him bio dad for a while, just terrible. His name is Jim, but now he has become known as Daddo, because dad original, and that is how I can keep my two dads straight. So that is now my names, for I have Dad and Daddo. And last year I came down here with Dad, and we went on a little vacation here in Arizona, is where they live. And we went and haggled an old ghost town. We went up to Sedona, and then this year I just came back with my husband Cody instead of my dad, but came here to visit Daddo, and we've been to the Grand Canyon and up to a fun little city called Jerome. And then we sort of ended out here. Now we are hanging out here at this resort for a few days, and Daddo and his wife came over and went floating with us on the Lazy River. But what's been really, really fun is just connecting not only with new family and getting to know my new brother and sisters and grandma. It's been so amazing to connect and to have my dad involved, and to last year be on a vacation with my two dads was absolutely incredible. So I just wanted to share that with you guys, because it's something that's pretty unique to talk about, you know, the tale of me and my two dads, but it's one that has totally been fun and so enjoyable, and it's really awesome to connect with another family and still be completely supported by, you know, my family. So it's like overnight all of a sudden all my family doubled, and I think that's truly a blessing, and one that we are certainly enjoying, and so just wanted to share that with you guys. And now, before I melt away in all this heat, I'm gonna head off and go find some air conditioning. All right, hope you guys enjoyed that completely personal deep dive here. Not really anything to do with any kinds of business, but you know, that is why we are doing all this, is to be able to spend time with family, and that is what we are doing here at this beautiful resort. So thanks so much, guys. See you on the next episode.